Okay, so the Gemara on Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin, continues. We said that the very end of the Brisa that started on Nun Amud Beis and continued to Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, we were analyzing the pasuk of Ubas Ish Kohen Ki Sichel Liznos Zaviyah Himechalalas Ba'ish Tisareif. So at the very end of the Brisa, we presented the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says a rather confusing statement. So now the Gemara tries to figure out what exactly did Rebbe Eliezer mean by that. And we're going to have four basic mahalkim of how to understand Rebbe Eliezer. Now, the first question is, what exactly does es aviyah bisreifa mean? What does es chamiyah biskila mean? So the Gemara says there are two possibilities. Either that es aviyah bisreifa means that she's having znus with her father, and that warrants sreifa, and that she is having znus with her father-in-law, es chamiyah biskila, in which case that would be one mahalach, one possibility. The second possibility is that es aviyah bisreifa means that she is having znus while she's under the auspices of her father, meaning that she is an arusa, and that an arusa, bas kohen, is being mezana here, and she is subject to sreifa, and that es chamiyah biskila means that she's having znus while she's under the auspices of her father-in-law, meaning that she is a nesua, and when she, a bas kohen who is nesua, is subject to skila. Those are the two possibilities. Either that es aviyah and es chamiyah means that she's having znus with her father or with her father-in-law, or that es aviyah or es chamiyah means that she's having znos while she's under the auspices of her father as an arusa, or while she's under the auspices of her father-in-law as a nesua. So, but the Gemara proves very quickly that it cannot mean that she's having znos with her father or with her father-in-law, again, because of something similar to what we said before, that we are talking about a bas kohen. And why would we be singling out a bas kohen over anybody else? A bas kohen, we know that a bas Yisrael who has znus with her father is subject to sreifa, and a bas Yisrael who has znus with her father-in-law is subject to skila. So why would Rabbi Eliezer be singling out a bas kohen? So therefore, it cannot be that es aviyah or es chamiyah means that she's having znus with her father or with her father-in-law. It must mean that she's having znus while she's under the auspices of her father, while she's under the auspices of her father-in-law. Namely, that she's having znus as either an arusa or as a nesua. But it's important to know there are three shitas in the Tanaim regarding what happens when a bas kohen is mezana. In other words, how do you interpret that pasuk of a bas kohen, a bas ish kohen, that kisechel is nos as aviyah himachalas beish tisreif? We basically say as follows. Everybody agrees that a bas Yisrael who is a nesua, who is mezana, is subject to chenek. And everybody agrees that a bas Yisrael who is an arusa and is mezana is subject to skila. The only question is, what about a bas kohen arusa and a bas kohen nesua? So we know that according to Rav Shimon, both a bas kohen nesua and a bas kohen arusa are subject to sreifa. Rav Shimon understands that the pasuk of ubas ish kohen kisechel is nos dat ba'esh tisareif is referring to both a bas kohen nesua and a bas kohen arusa. We know that according to the chachamim understand that the pasuk of a bas kohen is discussing only a bas kohen nesua and not a bas kohen arusa. A bas kohen arusa, according to the chachamim, is deserving of skila, just like a bas kohen, just like a bas yisrael arusa. So Rav Shimon's shita is that both bas kohen arusa and bas kohen nesua are punished with sreifa. According to the chachamim, only a bas kohen arusa, I'm sorry, only a bas kohen nesua is punished with sreifa, and then Rabbi Shmuel's shita that we haven't really discussed so far. We're going to discuss it a little bit more in Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel's shita is that the pasuk of a bas kohen is discussing only a bas kohen arusa, and that a bas kohen nesua is subject to the same punishment as a bas yisrael nesua, namely that a bas kohen nesua is deserving of chenek. So, in other words, the three shitos, just to map them out again, everybody agrees that a bas Yisrael Nesua gets chenek, and then a bas Yisrael Arusa gets skila when they are mezana. The question is, what about a bas kohen Arusa or bas kohen Nesua? So we have Rav Shimon's position that both bas kohen Arusa and bas kohen Nesua are punished with sreifa. We have the sheet of the chachamim that only a bas kohen Nesua is punished with sreifa. And we have the shita of Rabbi Shmuel that only a bas kohen Arusa is punished with sreifa. So now the question is, so which of the three shitos can Rebbe Eliezer be consistent with? If we are saying that Rebbe Eliezer is discussing a case where a bas kohen arusa is having znus or a bas kohen nesua is having znus. So then the way it would work out is that Rebbe Eliezer is saying that a bas es avia b'sreifa, meaning that a bas kohen arusa, when she has nus, is subject to sreifa, and a bas kohen, when she is es chamia b'skila, that when she is a nesua, she gets punished with skila. So wait a second. Exactly whom does that fit with? So the Gemara tries to figure this out. According to the Chachamim, it should be exactly reversed, right? Because the Chachamim hold that a bas kohen nesua is punished with sreifa, and a bas kohen arusa is punished with skila. But Rebbe Eliezer says the exact reverse, that a bas kohen arusa is punished with sreifa, and that a bas kohen nesua is punished with skila. So it can't be that Rebbe Eliezer is consistent with the Chachamim. But what about according to Rav Shimon? Well, we know that Rav Shimon holds that both bas kohen arusa and bas kohen nesua are punished with sreifa. Well then, while Rebbe Eliezer would be consistent when he talks about the arusa bas kohen being punished with sreifa, but it's not consistent because when he talks about a bas kohen nesua, because according to Rebbe Eliezer, bas kohen nesua is punished with skila. So that's not consistent with Rebbe Shimon. So what about with Rebbe Yishmael? Rebbe Yishmael again said that a bas kohen arusa, bas kohen arusa is punished with sreifa, but a bas kohen nesua is punished with chenek. So, yeah, Rabbi Eliezer would be consistent when he's talking about the arusa bas kohen, that the arusa bas kohen is punished with sreifa, but when he talks about the nesua, Rabbi Eliezer says the nesua bas kohen gets gila, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that she gets chenek. So, it doesn't seem that Rabbi Eliezer, given our interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer, is consistent with any of these tanai. So we have to do a little bit of footwork. We have four shitos, four mahalchim in the Amoraim of how to understand what's going on over here. We are first going to suggest that Rebbe Eliezer is consistent with the Chachamim. Second, we're going to suggest that he's consistent with Rebbe Shmuel. Third, we're going to suggest he's consistent with Rebbe Shimon. And fourth, we're going to suggest that he's consistent with the Chachamim. Okay, so now, the first mahalach is Ravin Mishmei de Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina, who basically has an interesting read into the words of Rebbe Eliezer, and that when Rebbe Eliezer says es aviha b'sreifa, it doesn't necessarily mean that she's having znus under the auspices of her father or under the auspices of her father-in-law. But the pasuk, what Rebbe Eliezer really means, is to set up a contrast between a bas kohen with a bas Yisrael when they are mezana. Namely, that what we're doing over here is we're saying that when a bas kohen is mezana, she gets sreifa. What that means is that for any other girl, when we say es avia b'sreifa, what that means is that any person, any bas Yisrael for that matter, when a bas Yisrael gets bumped down from es avia, meaning that if a person were mezana with their father, they would be subject to sreifa, regardless of whether it's a bas kohen or a bas Yisrael. So any person who is es avia, who is close to their father, meaning that they are bumped down a notch on the misa scale from having znus with their father, so who is bumped down a notch from having znus with their father? In other words, who, when they are mezana, gets something less than sreifa? That's a nesua bas Yisrael, right? Because a nesua bas Yisrael, according to the Chachamim, according to everybody, a nesua bas Yisrael doesn't get sreifa, she gets chenek. So es avia b'sreifa means that while a nesua bas Yisrael is bumped down a notch from a girl who is mezana with their father, as a nesua bas Yisrael is subject to chenek and nesua, and a girl who is mezana with their father is subject to sreifa. Well, when it comes to a bas kohen nesua, a bas kohen who has znus, when a bas kohen is mezana, she is subject to sreifa, just like any girl who is mezana with her father. And then when we say ve'es chamia b'skila, what that means is any girl who is above, who is up a notch on a girl who's mezana with her father. In other words, that if a girl would be mezana with her father, it would be sreifa, so up a notch from that would be skila. So who gets punished with skila? So that's a reference to a girl who's mezana with her father-in-law, right? When a girl is mezana with her father-in-law, she gets skila. So who is this talking about? So this is talking about Narusa bas kohen or bas Yisrael for the matter, but for arusa bas kohen in this case, that we say that a girl who's bumped up from es avia, so she would get skila just as though she had been mezana with her father-in-law. So it's a little bit of a mouthful, but basically what Ravin Mishmei Rav Yosef Chanina is explaining in the words of Rebbe Eliezer is that we're setting up a contrast between a bas kohen who is mezana in comparison to a bas to any girl who's mezana with her father, and a bas yisrael who is mezana in general. So while a bas yisrael nesua who is mezana with somebody else would be subject to chenek, which is a notch down from a girl who's mezana with her father, a bas kohen who is mezana with somebody is subject to strefa as though she had been mezana with her father. Similarly, a girl who is bumped up a notch from being mezana with her father, in other words, a girl who is subject to skiva when she is mezana, so that would be an arusa, for example. So bas kohen, similarly, also when she is having znos, if she has znos as an arusa, she'd be subject to skila as though she had znos with her father-in-law. That's Ravin Mishpat of Yosef Chanina's explanation in Rav Eliezer. But Rav Yirmiyah makes the obvious point, and he says, but it doesn't mention any of those things in Rav Eliezer's statement. All Rav Eliezer said was esaviyah b'sreifa v'schamiyah b'skila. He didn't mention anything about notch bumping up a notch or down a notch from having znos with her father. So therefore, Rav Yirmiyah says, the Brisa is not consistent with the Chachamim, the Brisa is consistent with Rabbi Shmuel. We said again that the problem, if you said, with saying that the Brisa, that Rav Eliezer's position is consistent with Rabbi Shmuel, is that Rabbi Shmuel, yes, while it is correct that the Arusa would be consistent, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Arusa, who is Mezana, a Bas Kohen Arusa, who is Mezana, subject to Sreifa, but we said that Nisua Bas Kohen is subject to Chenek, not with skila. So how are we going to fix up the part of the Brisa where Rabbi Eliezer says v'eschamia b'skila? So the way that Rabbi Yirmiyah explains this is by saying that the words esavia and eschamia are not parallel. Namely, that esavia means that she's having znos with her father. Eschamia means that she's having znos not with her father-in-law, but while she's under the that esavia means that she's not that she's having znos with her father, that she's having znos while she's under the auspices of her father. But eschamia means not that she's having znos under the auspices of her father-in-law, but that she's having znos with her father-in-law. And therefore, the way it will work out is that when she's having znos under the auspices of her father, as anarusa, that's when the bas kohen is subject to strefa. But if she is having znos with her father-in-law, so then she is subject to skila. This is in contrast to any other person that she'd have znos with. If she were to have znos as a nesua with any other person, she'd be subject to chenek. So the only problem with this that Rava raises is that why aren't the terms parallel? Why shouldn't there be consistency in the phraseology of the Braisa? When we say esaviyah and we say eschamiyah, either it means that both are referring to her having znos with her father or with her father-in-law, or that both mean that she's having znos while she's under the auspices of her father or under the auspices of her father-in-law. So it doesn't seem consistent according to Yirmiyah's Mahalach. That's why Rava comes along and he says, really, the Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is consistent with Reb Shimon. But again, we said that according to Reb Shimon, while the Arusa makes sense, because we said that the Arusa, according to Reb Eliezer, is subject to Sreifa, we said the Nesua is a little bit of a problem, because the Nesua, according to Reb Eliezer, is getting Skila. So how does this fit? So the way that Rava, as per Rashi, explains this, is that we're going to hold like Shitas Reb Shimon, and that Reb Eliezer is going to buy into Reb Shimon with respect to the fact that Sreifa is the most chamor of the punishments. And therefore, an Arusa, Bas Kohen, would be subject to Sreifa. Now, how does it work, though? That Arusa Bas Kohen, instead of getting Skila, she gets bumped up a notch to get Sreifa. Well, then, it should follow, then, that when we're dealing with the Nesua Bas Kohen, we know that the Nesua Bas Yisrael gets Chenek. Well, then, the Nesua Bas Yisrael should also be bumped up only one notch to get, instead of getting Chenek, she should be getting Skila. And therefore, that's how we would squeeze it into the Brisa, to say that eschamiyah b'skila means that the nesua would be getting skila. So the obvious problem with this that Ravina raises over here is that if you're holding like Rav Shimon, if we are subscribing to the position of Rav Shimon, then you can't just say that you hold of Rav Shimon's position that Sreifa is the most chamor without working out all the details of the psukim. In other words, if you're going to hold like Rav Shimon that Sreifa is the most chamor, you're also going to have to hold that the Nesua Bas Kohen should be getting Sreifa as Rav Shimon holds. And therefore, Ravina rejects Rava's explanation. And Ravina says, really, the Brisa is going to be consistent with the Shita of the Chachamim. Now, we said again, the issue with the Chachamim is that Rabbi Eliezer is exactly the reverse of the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Arusa Bas Kohen gets Sreifa and that the Nesua Bas Kohen gets Skila, but the Chacham said the opposite. The Chacham said that the Arusa Bas Kohen gets Skila and the Nesua Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. So Ravina says, yeah, we're going to hold like Rabbi Eliezer is going to be consistent with the Sheet of the Chachamim, and you just have to flip it around. And that what he really meant to say, what he really said was as Avia Beskila and as Chamia Besreifa. So the question is, so why is he using such funny terminology in the Braisa? Why is he saying Esavia? Why doesn't he just say that he's having Znus under the auspices of the father? So the answer is because Rabbi Eliezer was just using similar terminologies that the Tana, that the Tana of the Braisa initially used when we were talking about Esavia earlier on in the Braisa. Now the last, one of the last points that the Gemara makes regarding this Braisa is that Rav Nachman quotes Rabbi Bar Avuha, who quotes Rav, as saying that the halacha follows Ravin Mishmeid Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. So that was the very first mahalach that we said, where Ravin Mishmeid Rav Yossi Rav Chanina has this whole twist in Rav Eliezer to say that this, it's consistent with Rabbanan, and you just have to read in about notches up and notches down of a girl who's being mezana with her father. So the question then is, Rabbi Yosef comes along and Rabbi Yosef says, well, wait a second, why is he giving us a halacha l'mashicha? Why is this relevant nowadays? The way the Rashi explains, at least at this point, is that there were no Abramisas at that point. So it's only relevant for the Yimos of Mashiach. So why is Rav coming along to tell us that the halacha follows Rav and Mishmeid Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina? So Abai says, well, I don't understand. If you want to tell me that we should never discuss the halachos that are relevant only be Mos Mashiach, so you should throw out all of Kachim. Why should we ever bother mentioning Shechitas Kachim? We're talking about Shechitas Kachim. That's also only relevant for the times of Mashiach. So Rav Yosef then, basically, the way we're going to explain Rav Yosef is that what did he mean when he said Hilchas al Mashiach? What he meant is that this is not a halacha. This is just a question of what did Rabbi Eliezer hold? Did Rabbi Eliezer hold, let's say, like Ravin or like Ravina? Did he hold, like, as Ravin explained or as Ravina explained, did he hold, like, the Shita of Shimon? Did he hold, like, the Shita of the Chachamim? If that's the case, so that's just a question that we're just going to ask Rabbi Eliezer when he is revived to be Moshe Mashiach. And that's really what Rabbi Yosef wanted to know. But either way, in this Gemara, what comes out is that we're trying to figure out what exactly Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said Es Avia Besreifa and Es Chamia Beskila. And we had four mahalchim of how to understand that. We said it's going to be dependent on the three-way machlokas tanaim about what a bas kohen arusa and a bas kohen nisua get. We said that according to Rav Shimon, bas kohen arusa and bas kohen nisua from mezana are subject to sreifa. According to the Chum, only a bas kohen nisua gets sreifa, a bas kohen arusa gets skila. And we said that according to Rav Shmuel, only a bas kohen arusa gets sreifa, but a bas kohen nisua gets chenek. And we said, so which shita is Rabbi Eliezer going to be consistent with? So we had four mahalchim. We had Ravin, Mishmeid, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, who wanted to reconfigure Rabbi Eliezer's statement to match with the Shita of the Chachamim. We had Rabbi Yirmiyah's mahalach, who said that that it's consistent with Rabbi Yishmael, and we just said he had to tweak Es Avia and Es Chamia. And we said that Rava came along and had approach to say that Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with Reb Shimon, and that Ravina came along and said that he wanted to say that Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with the Chachamim. Okay.